actually live.
I tried to join the chat today. Computer said no.
Boo, computer.
I won't. I won't join the chat. I'll
I suspect it's because I'm logged in to do the stream. And it probably doesn't like people logged in from two completely different physical locations.
Well, that just seems like a personal problem. Why is it Sunday?
Sunday,
I'm gonna
Sunday.
Chat a moment to freak out about your hair.
Oh yeah, my hair's different. I got my hair done this week.
I think it looks great.
It's the thing that It's the thing that I tried to do to my hair a few weeks ago by myself, and I like kind of did it, and now it's actually properly done, and like I didn't style my hair whatsoever this morning, so it's doesn't look the best, but it's a color, and it's a shape, and it's a texture. I'm happy. I like it.
She's describing her hair. Is she describing her new design? We don't know.
It's a color and a shape and a texture.
Uh-huh. But that's what came out of your face.
Hello to everybody in chat. Good evening to Jude and Knitting Purple. Good evening from Yorkshire.
Woohoo,
and good afternoon to Sandy Donaldson.
Afternoon.
Welcome, everybody.
Good night. What?
I'm having a very dinosaur there? Christmas today. I'm doing family early family Christmas today. And I'm having a very dinosaur Christmas. We did presents this morning. There were many dinosaurs, so I figured it was a day to wear the dinosaur sweater. The vaguely Christmassy dinosaur sweater.
Any day you get to wear your dinosaur sweater, you're happy.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Wait till you see the stickers. I had to bring the stickers up to show off the stickers my mom found.
Okay.
They're pretty great.
I have a roll of unicorn stickers in my backpack if you want them.
But do you have 3D puffy origami dinosaur stickers?
Why in the world would I have puffy origami dinosaur stickers? I am not a dinosaur sticker person. You are the dinosaur sticker. I have sparkly unicorns. Thank you very much.
There's origami dinosaur stickers.
Of course there is. And where are you going to stick those?
Anywhere I want, because I'm a grown-up and I can do that.
Uh-huh.
I question whether I should be allowed to do grown-up things.
Right now I'm questioning whether you should be allowed to do grown-up things. I mean, as a general rule, not normally. At this exact moment in time, there's a bit of confusion, a bit of apprehension.
Given that this was effectively Christmas morning for me, I may have had alcohol in my coffee.
Sure.
So I'm caffeinated and mildly inebriated, so.
Did you eat?
I did. I ate so much. There were pancakes.
Then you shouldn't be lightly inebriated.
Overly sugared, maybe?
That I would buy, yes.
Okay.
Because if you ate food and you had booze and you had coffee, you're probably slightly oversugared. But unless you drank 2 or 3 cups of boozy coffee...
No, it was like a cup and a half, probably totaling maybe like 1.5 ounces of brandy.
So you've had a shot.
Yeah.
Over the course of a morning. Not even close. But definitely.
Okay, I'm sugared then. I'm very sugared.
See you being over sugared, yeah. Oh yeah, no, absolutely. I forgot my water. Whatever. We'll wing it, people. If we have to, I'm on my phone. So I can just go get it.
Jude says I bought a knitting dinosaur badge this week and thought of me. Excellent. I endorse the purchase of knitting dinosaur badges.
You endorse the purchase of dinosaur anything.
My chat likes my hair. Knitting Purple says, your hair is lovely. Mine has so much gray in it. I can't do red dye anymore because it's very red. I purposely got them to leave out the silver streak because I knew that was going to take the dye so different. But there's like... You can't really see it on camera, but I can see it in person. There's chunks of my hair that took the dye really different than the other dye, and I'm like, oh, this is going to grow out real interesting.
Oh, well. As long as you have fun with it, I guess.
I am having fun with it. I have missed this color. It's pretty close to the color I had a few years ago.
Okay. You do like the purple.
I do like the purple. It kind of matched
All
the
right.
vest for my dance performance.
That's hilarious.
The instructor was very impressed.
After your final show, when you got an invite for July, so that was well.
Oh, your microphone is doing weird things.
I can't do a darn thing. It's Discord.
I think maybe it was just under your hair. Well. You sound better
Possible.
Now.
It's really thick hair, guys. It's kind of crazy.
Oh, how did the dance thing go? Jude wants to know. It went great. We were amazing and perfect. And in fact, we are so good that we've been invited to perform it again in July at a big competition in Toronto where there's going to be like actual famous dancer people there that might see us. And I'm already freaking out about a thing that's happening in July.
You got like 6 months, babe.
I know. I'm excited.
Good. I'm glad. And I'm excited for your group. That'll be really good. Also, whatever it is you think you're doing for the 2 weeks before that, you're not doing it. Because if you
No.
thought there was a lot of dance recitals, like rehearsals before this.
Yeah, I understand now how it works. This is my first dance recital since high school, so it's been a minute.
A hot second? Well, and also high school, which is totally different.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's my first dance recital as an adult. So I get how it works now.
Yeah. So don't make plans.
I won't. I'm going to find out when it is. And just assume that I am busy for 2 weeks in front of that.
Yep.
Knitting Purple wants to know any film of the dance. There is, but I'm not sure how best to share. I guess I could stick it as a... Real? I don't know. I'm
Did
not sure how
it?
Best to share that. I threw it up in Discord for Patreon members.
Well, do you guys have a YouTube channel or something as a group?
We don't.
How are you guys sharing the content?
We've just been sharing it with each other in our group chat. And like Google Drive and stuff.
Well, ask for permission before you post publicly. But if you're group
Yeah,
says
it's
yes,
like pieces of it have been posted publicly, but I don't...
Yeah.
Know how best to share
ask,
the whole thing because it's like 3.5 minutes long.
Ask for permission. And if you get it, just post it here as a YouTube video.
Yeah.
But ask first. Ask first.
Okay. Assuming I have everybody's permission, look for a YouTube video later this week.
Yeah. Make sure everybody else is okay with that first before you do it.
I might, because we ended up with like 16 different angles of the same dance, so I might see if I can edit a couple things together.
Don't get over fancy with this, buddy.
Yeah, I won't get overly fancy. It's just because my angle of the video where my family was sitting is very much on the side, because it was a semicircular stage. So my video
yes.
is very much from the side. So it looks really cool at a couple parts, because I'm actually apparently looking directly at the camera, and I had no idea, because I could not see it.
That's not how it works. You can't see out to the audience.
No, but it looks like I knew where the camera was and I looked straight at it. So that's cool.
Oh, good. Works.
But yeah, there's some other parts that are look kind of weird from the side that would be better seen from the front. So.
Oh yeah. I mean,
I'll see what can be put together and shared. Or maybe
remember
if,
to give credit to the people who did the videoing from the other angle.
Oh yes, yes, yes. But maybe there's actually going to be like an official Ooh. Video or something that the company shares, and
yeah.
then maybe I'll just reshare
because
that.
Because then you
so.
Also have to think. You also have to think about the music you guys played. We don't have permissions to play any of that.
Ooh, that's a very good point.
We don't have any permissions to play any of that.
Interesting. Okay, I will look into it, and I will share it as publicly as I'm able without getting copyright strikes.
Yeah, we're not. I don't want to do that. I loved it. I thought it was delightful, but I absolutely do not wish to have the podcast have a copyright infringement issue.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I will figure it out, and I will let people know when I figure it out and where they can watch it if they want to.
Beautiful. Good. All right. Shall we do a podcast episode?
Let's do a podcast episode. That is what we're here for.
It is. What number are we this week?
We are 349.
Guys, if we're ready, let's do this. Welcome to the Northern Knits Podcast. We're two friends in Fiverr who knit, craft, crochet, and talk everything in between. My name is Jocelyn, and my co-host is...
Diana.
I'm told it's episode 349. We are into the second Sunday of December for this, which is good. Is the month just moving along in the correct pattern?
I don't know how we got here already, man.
But it's okay. Both Diana and I have coffee. We've both had mornings of fun and joy, so let's talk some knitting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First of all, what are we wearing?
I'm wearing that fingering weight sweater where you've got the V in the back.
Mm.
Jen made it. And I wear the V in the front.
Something V-neck tee or something?
Yeah, yeah. Do yep, I remember the name? Absolutely not. Do I enjoy wearing it a lot? Yes, I do. Yes,
it looks really good on you.
Thank you.
I have the Stego sweater.
Because it's a deep V.
I'm wearing a Stego sweater. It was a test knit for Mary Hunt. Hunt Hand Knits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a very dinosaur Christmas, so we're having the dinosaur-y Christmassy sweater.
Good. AKA, she wanted to wear her dinosaur sweater and everybody let her get away with it.
I don't think anybody's going to tell me no.
No, it's a cute sweater.
Most of our cookies, we ended up using the dinosaur cookie cutters that Asa gave me in my advent last year.
Yup.
So we have got dinosaur cookies, a dinosaur sweater, I got dinosaur stickers and dinosaur wind-up toys, and...
Yep.
I am a child. I like purple and dinosaurs. I am approximately 6 years old.
So long as you're having fun, that's the important part.
Hey, I'm having a great time.
I will have you know. The mysterious Mr. B's mom found new seasonal rubber duckies.
Oh, a little bit, Laura? Oh, he's cute. He almost looks like a penguin. He's like a penguin duck.
He's like a penguin duck. So I have two new seasonal rubber duckies in my collection of seasonal rubber duckies.
That's cute.
Very happy. Made my day. Made my day. All right. Goodness gracious.
Guess we should talk knits.
We should talk knits.
Three things.
Hey, not too bad. I have one, two, which is technically one, two, three, four?
You sound very sure about that.
Well, how do I do the math of this? Four of them are technically about two things. So technically there are two things, but there's two items in each thing, so that makes them four. Because that's how math works. I have a check-in update, which means two things for the check-in update, what I was working on and what I will be working on. And then I have two finished objects, but that's technically one gift, and then the thing I'm working on today.
Right.
That's how I got to four, but technically five, though really three. Because that's just because they're paired.
I cannot follow this math. This is too much math. Does that mean I should start, or do you want to start?
You start. I'm going to pair them. They don't make sense out of context, so I have
to. Okay. I also have acquisitions later.
So do I.
Okay. I'm going to start with the finished object. These have already been gifted. I had to steal them back to kind of talk about them.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
But I finished my mom's mittens.
Good.
They're made out of leftover yarn from my flax sweater.
Yep.
So they've got the charcoal gray cuff and the orange hand. And I did a distinctly better job on my increases on the thumb gusset on one side than the other.
Okay.
And distinctly better on one mitten than the other.
No.
Yeah, okay. So here. My increases ended up being really gappy over here, so I kind of, like, sewed them up on the inside. But if you just, like, put them on on the palm of the hand on the one side, and then put my less terrible increases on the second mitten on the outside on the other side, then they look great. And we just hide the problem. There we go. Now they look great. They're perfect.
All right. I don't know about you, my dear. Your mom likes them. They fit good.
Yes, because she's got, they're a bit big on me, but my mom's hands are bigger. I have very tiny hands. I've got like the smallest hands in my entire family.
You're very dainty and girly, my dear. It's a thing.
So they fit her great. I did not get a chance to wash and block them, but that's okay. She knows how to wash dits.
I like your mom. So they're done. For years. I'm sure she'll be fine.
And I stuck to the pattern, and they turned out great.
Oh, you mean I designed a sufficiently decent pattern?
Yes. All I did was not do stripes.
Guys. That's fine.
So yeah, midwinter mittens. So yeah, these ones just unstriped midwinter mittens.
Lovely. I'm glad they fit your mom, but I'm glad she likes them. That's the important part.
Yeah. Okay, so that's those. I have finished object. Done.
Good. Lovely. Suppose I should do my FO.
So a definite left and right, says Nancy. I mean, I think so, but like, technically no. And I don't know if my mom will even notice, because she's not a knitter, so she might not even notice about the one seam. I didn't point it out to her, and she didn't say anything. So maybe she hasn't even noticed.
If we're honest, most knitters probably won't notice.
So, I think there's a left and a right. But you know what? It's out of my hands. Ha! Ha! Hands? Ha!
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. It came out of my face before I even realized I was making a joke.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All right, guys. We're on the mom train. Let's continue on the mom train. My mom asked for a headband. So I made mom a headband.
Ooh, love those colors.
Mom doesn't like flowers. Mom doesn't like extra stuff. Mom likes very core, classic items. So it is a straight up headband. It is double thick because she lives in a northern clime where it actually gets cold enough that that's a thing. And crocheted and knit items are not windproof. So this will help with the not windproof parts. It is done with two strands of acrylic held double because my mother is incredibly allergic to wool. No pattern. Just made a tube, did some twisting, sewed it down, and used my head as the template guide. Then I called and said, I still have a lot of yarn left over. Could I make a cowl? Mom said, sure. Mom likes simple cowls, just like everything else. So I made her a tube.
Nice. Very nice tube.
So she's got a tube to go with her headband. So I have a matched set of Christmas presents.
Nice.
Which is good, because I was really busy with check-in knitting this week. So a nice, quick Xmas present was just what I needed. Just what I needed. But those are finished and done, which is good, because I got the last of the Christmas presents, as far as I know, arrived yesterday, so I can now wrap them, and I'm done.
Nice.
Well, order stuff. I'm still making things, because I got distracted with the MCAL stuff last month and the month before, so I did not finish my crafting before December like I like to do.
It's all right. I had a bingo square for finishing a Christmas gift before December, and I did not. Did not.
It happens. All right, I've got two more things. Well, I've got a thing that I've got check-in to talk about, because I had the check-in with Louise.
I've got two-ish things. This week has been the great mittening. I set out to make yet more mittens for sibling and partner. And,
oh my god, there's biscotti in the fridge and I don't have it with me.
So this is how far I got. I have one mitten sans thumb of the four. But it's okay. It's okay. Because they also have presents for me and Mr. Diana that aren't done.
Ooh.
because we're all crafters. So we're just going to do a Christmas thing later.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Welcome to the great Christmas of July 2024.
I know, right?
You guys don't have deadlines, it won't get done.
So these are more midwinter mittens where I messed with the striping pattern to make sure that I'd have enough green for four mittens.
Okay, that's fine.
Because I can't just leave things well enough alone.
I know. I think they look good. I like them. I like the colors, but that's because I like Aaron's yarn, so that's not a shocker. Also, yes. I thoroughly appreciate your brother and his partner's Chesterfield 70s loving ways. So there's that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's that. So I thoroughly enjoy things like that. I think they look good.
So more wind.
And I know the pattern's solid because it's my pattern, guys. Like, I know it's a solid pattern.
Nancy says they won't need thumbs in July. Ideally, they're getting done before July. Maybe that should be my bingo square for next year. Get last year's Christmas presents done before July.
July? Yeah. Good idea. Because you want to do those sweaters. You want to work on the sweaters this next year.
I do, actually, yeah. I want to work on sweaters next year. So that's where those mittens are at from the Great Mittening.
People.
I know.
I don't know what to do with her. I don't know what to do with her, you guys.
I was literally finishing these at dress rehearsal yesterday. That's why they're not washed.
Oh my god. Okay. Oh, Lord.
Hey, I know. I have the worst time management when it comes to knitting.
You'll have a bit. Well, no, you won't have a bit of extra time. You're crammed up this month, too. Like, your family leaves this week? Yes.
Yeah, they're out tomorrow, and I don't have a whole lot more planned this month, actually.
You have tons on your plate already. There's a little long. We have to finish the writing stuff for the MCAL clue.
Well, okay, events-wise, there's not much. I have a lot of work to do because I've had a lot of events and no time to do work. I have much work to do, but I have no events to go to.
Okay. I have a lot of events to go to and a lot of work, but I'm used to it.
What? I've got like a couple of Christmassy parties and that's it.
I'm going to go see the Manitoba boys, like the Manitoba men's children's boys, child choir.
That was a lot of words. What is the age of the people singing?
They're like 10 to 12. It's the Manitoba boys choir. Yeah. They've been doing choir recitals for 99 years, so kind of want to go to this year's and kind of want to go to next year's, because next year's is 100, so that's a lot of numbers.
Yeah.
So that's on Tuesday at United Church here in the city, so I'm going to go watch that, because I can. There's a couple of other recitals and small church and church things that are going on in the next week or so, because it's the lead up till Christmas, that I'd like to go see. I don't know if I've got time to go see. There was one group that was on the radio that I'd never heard before, but they do barbershop quartet style.
Oh, neat. Well, that'd be fun to go see.
And it's a men's and women's group, and they're all a cappella, so I need to try to track down to see where they're performing to see if I can find someone, like, sucker someone into going with me so I have a ride there and back, because these events happen in the evening and it's difficult for me to get around in the evening. So it's easier if I can arrange to go with somebody. Just makes my life easier. And I'm pretty sure stresses other people out less if they don't see a blind person walking around by themselves in the dark in the night.
Maybe.
As my nose does what my nose does. Otherwise, I mean, like, Yule's coming up real quick for me, so, like, I got other things on the go, but I will absolutely take knitting with me. Had the last D&D session of the year yesterday. We won't meet again till the new year, because people are busy with their holidays and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't have any official, well, no, I've got the boys, not this coming Wednesday, but the Wednesday after, we're going to play Fiasco.
Oh, fun.
So I've got one more guy gaming session with a small group of friends this month. While we are doing this live podcast, I've got to get my sister's hat mittens done. So here's a ball of impeccable Calder, and I said, I'm going to be making it purple and white this year for your hat and mitts. And she said, cool. She prefers acrylic. Same idea. She's got allergies, just like my mom does, just like I do, if you guys can hear my nose. So I cast it on 3 times last night because I decided I absolutely could cast on the brim of a hat while in the middle of combat, which is nothing but dice rolling and numbers and math, guys.
Cool. Good job.
I failed three times. But on the 4th try, I remembered how to count. I cast it on the right number of stitches, and I did the correct cast on. Because, of course, that was also a problem for me last time.
Wow, not only can you not count, you were doing the wrong cast on.
Wrong cast on. But that's okay. We got there in the end. It only took 2.5 hours. It's fine.
That's right. A moment ago, Knitting Purple was saying, ripped back to go down a needle size and cast on with the same needle.
Yeah, we've all been there. Yeah. I was just doing that last night. Oh, joy. I'm using my own midwinter collection pattern because I know it's fast. And it's very cute. So the impeccable purple will be joined. Did I bring it over with me? I must have. Where did it go? Did it fall on the ground? It's a white cream, guys. It's a pretty winter white color. Oh, wait, it's hiding behind the bag of raisins. You need candy and treats when you podcast. So I'm going to be doing a 2-color stripe, purple and this white cream. I have 2 balls of each color. So I have more than enough. In spades, I probably only need the 1 ball each to do my sister's hat and her mittens. She is not a lady's large, she's a lady's medium. And I am slowly making the 3-inch brim. I always have regrets about the 3-inch cups or 3-inch brims whenever I do them. Because then you have to actually knit the 3-inch brims or the 3-inch cuffs. But my word, people, when you're done with that part...
Mm-hmm.
That was so happy you did it.
That was my mom's first comment was, oh, they're so long, I love it.
Yeah, it's absolutely necessary, but oh man, well, you're in the middle of it. And I'm in the middle of it right now. My brain's like, ugh, 3 inches of twisted rib. Thankfully, yeah. I like twisted rib, but ugh, so much. What I'm doing is delaying, because I've got 3 stitches till the end of the half I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, nope, I want to finish these 3 stitches so I don't have to try to show this off mid-row. And I'm doing this magic loop, so truly mid-row. Yeah. So I successfully have done about 2 inches. Yeah, about 2 inches.
Nice.
Of brim. So I got about another inch to go, and then I can start striping my white and make a hat for my sibling. It's worsted. The purple and cream, weirdly, should work okay with her pink skull shawl I made her several years ago that she wears a lot, so.
Okay, I can see that.
If not, I'll have enough purple and white left over. I'll offer to make her a cowl or a new shawl or something so she can have a whole match set if she wants. I'll talk to her at whenever we sit down and do our holiday gift exchange and figure it out then. Until then, I don't have to worry about it. Or if I call and talk to her this week and we end up chatting and I'll be like, do you want me to do? Because I have enough for this. And she goes, yeah, throw one in. I might end up making more. We'll see, guys. Seriously, I have chocolate with chocolate chip biscotti in the fridge made by Erin. Why do I not have it here?
Why don't you have it right there? That's very foolish planning.
My brain is just not clicked in today.
Apparently not.
She's like, would you like the
biscotti
recipe for it? I'm like, yes, I would love the recipe for your biscotti. She's like, I suppose I can't take a picture of a size tiny textbook font for when she was in cooking school.
Uh-huh.
So I can just send you the picture. I'm like, nope, no, you really can't. I mean, you could, but I'll laugh and then ask you for the recipe. Sending me pictures doesn't always work. All I have left is my check-in knitting, which is technically two things, and a story, because it's check-in knitting. Of course there's a story.
Of course there's a story.
And then acquisitions. And then there's acquisitions. So,
all right. I have one thing in acquisitions.
One thing left? Okay. Then we'll do the tale of drama that is Jocelyn.
Okay.
Guys, so every time we start podcasting, I blow my nose like crazy.
You're allergic to podcasting.
I really am. Okay.
So continuing the great mittening, because all I've worked on this week is mittens. Literally
everything.
You're going to be up close
and personal with my pattern, aren't you?
So these are mittens from my dad. I have most of a cuff.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. But they're going really quickly. Because I only casted them on 3 hours ago, and I've had mere minutes to work on them, so they're going really fast. So, assuming a relatively chill day, and which ends with watching Christmas movies, which seems very likely, they will get done today.
Good.
It might be a little bit of a late night, but they're getting done today.
Both of them?
I'm doing them two at a time. Out of some Loops and Threads Impeccable, bulky weight. So, I mean, I think I've done 8 rounds, and that's most of the cuff.
Yeah. So you should ask your dad if he wants you to extend the cuff so he can have a long cuff, too.
I was going to make them the same length as on my mom's mittens.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, most as it stands, this is most of a cuff.
Don't have a, yeah. Because really in bulky, it's what, an extra 4 or 5 rows?
I know, right? I was very pleased with myself because I was trying to figure out how to, I realized all of my two at a time stuff has always been toe up socks. And I'd never had to start things from like the cuff, two at a time.
Oh.
And so I was trying
to
theorize.
It's a bit of a different start.
It is. I was trying to theorize, how do you cast that on? And so the brainwave I had as I was falling asleep last night, because I casted these on this morning.
Okay.
I'm like, I think this is how it works, but I looked it up this morning, I found a YouTube video, and that is in fact how it works.
Oh, gosh.
Which is, you cast on half of one, slide it to the end of your needle, cast on the entirety of the other one, magic loop it, and then cast on the second half of your other one.
You're talking to somebody who does two at a time for a lot of things, my dear.
Well, you know, I'm just filling everybody in case maybe they haven't done two at a time from a tube.
I love two at a time. I love two at a time, whenever it's possible, because then you're finished, and what you're finished is exactly the same size as the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's where that's at.
I mean, did I do 2 rounds of the Moonbeam sleeve sweaters? Yes, I did. Did I bring it to show? No, I didn't, because there are 4 balls of yarn going on right now.
Oh, goodness.
Because I'm doing both sleeves at the same time. So that's not going anywhere until I'm down to just 2 balls of yarn. Because I've done the color work charts. And I'm just working in the red at that point.
Split the stitch. What is going on? You know what?
Can
we're just going to drop this. I split it real good. I'm just going to drop it and fix that. Because I don't know what I did there. There
something
we go.
Weird.
That's something real weird. I got like one. The plies are really thick. And I.
Yes.
They had dropped 1 ply, but I couldn't figure out which was the ply and which was the purl bump.
Oh, okay.
So I just dropped the stitch and picked it back up, and everything's great now.
Well, I mean, with chunky weight yarn or bulky weight yarn, that's real easy to do.
Yeah.
Really easy to do. Okay, so I had a check-in with Louise, and we were working on sweaters. Now, everybody in Discord will know that as of the 15th of this month, I posted a picture and I had 1/2 inch of ribbing, like 1 inch of ribbing, at the top of the body of a DK weight sweater. I went, whoops. Listen. I finished from scratch, cast on 3 crochet shawls, plus secret stuff that I have going on design work in the background in November, plus all the content I made in November. So it wasn't like I wasn't doing things. I've been Holland Keister for the last 4 months. I might take a nap in January, but that's okay.
Oh my god, I'm so excited to do anything that's not a mitten. After today, I am taking a few days off from mittens.
So many all at once is just absolutely crazy, my dear. I am going to turn the sweater right side up. As of the Thursday night check-in, I was 3 inches shy of casting off the body.
Ooh. So that's a whole body.
That's a whole body. Now, I wanted to try doing this sweater at my bust measurement. So this is a full-on 52-inch. Sits beautifully across the girls. Nice wide neckline. Everything looks lovely. I did this two dimensions. They just want you to do like an inch and a half. It's a short neckline. But I struggled to get through the ribbing. I did the entire body of the sweater. What was it? Friday, Saturday, like literally within 7 days, I did 20 inches of body knitting on a DK weight yarn.
Ooh, that's a lot.
So it's a lot. The sweater flew. I love the sweater pattern. It's Tar by Melody Berg. It's a beautiful, simple, I don't want to say basic, like it's just, it's classic. It's a classic. Meant to be it nice and drapey. So I was like, okay, we're going to do 52, and then I'll get this nice, drapey, slightly oversized sweater, right? Nope. I put it on, and it's doing that thing that most sweaters do when I make them at my bust size. They're just big enough everywhere else that it looks frumpy.
Oh.
And it's adding weight to my frame. And if block it out as aggressively as I need to, it's going to have... It's going to be too big. Like, it'll be too much. The weave will be too broken up.
Mm-hmm.
And it will look like I was using a fingering weight yarn for a worsted weight sweater. Like, it'll just be too...
open.
Too wide, right?
Wow. Yeah.
So, I sat on it. I was grumpy. I knew I was taking the risk. But I wore my Woodwose yesterday to the Mary Makers Market. And it's a 47-inch. So, like, it's... negative what? No, I ended up 48 inches. What's 48? What's 52 minus 48? 4 inches? Got 4 inches of negative ease around the girls. And that sweater looks great on me because it fits everywhere else. So I now have to rip this. So here I am showing everybody that I finished it. I do not have time to do the body of it. And do the little long at the same time, because remember, I need the needles for this, for the little long.
Right.
So I am casting on the little long on tomorrow, but I wanted to show everybody the woes. I hope you enjoyed it. This looks super pretty. The Tar sweater is going to get ripped and recasted on. Because this color is freaking gorgeous. And it looks great on this sweater. So this is what it is going to be. I simply need to make... like a size or two smaller. So I'm going to sit down, double check some math on the gauge, but she needs to be fitted because she won't be baggy enough to be like that. I meant to be oversized.
Just that awkward, like in between.
It just makes me look fat and ugly. So it's not staying.
Well, yeah. Well, then you're never going to wear it. You probably won't even finish
I won't finish it. I'll never wear it. I'm not adding an extra 10, 15 pounds to my frame. My frame is my frame. That's just silly. So.
Yeah.
Also not success.
Might as well cut your losses.
It does mean proof of concept that in 2 weeks, roughly. Yeah, 2 weeks, roughly. Because I started picking it up pretty seriously after the mid-month check-in with Louise. And we had, like, 3 weeks. So with, like, 2 weeks moderate, consider, like, hardcore work, I did a full sweater body. So, a DK weight sweater in 2 weeks where it's what I show everybody week to week and that's the only thing I work on for 2 weeks is not impossible.
Hmm.
Tight, but it's not impossible because during that last... like that last interval, I was still producing content for the podcast separately. And I was working on the tea house wrap in the background and the cozy dream shawls in the background. Like, I was still doing other stuff. But during that February sweater challenge, all I work on is a sweater for 2 weeks.
Sounds so, like you can probably do a whole sweater in 2 weeks.
I might be able to do a DK weight sweater in 2 weeks, guys.
That's cool.
Which is a pretty nifty. So, like, it wasn't a complete loss. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed it because she's getting ripped. She's getting ripped. She's not staying. However, we did decide what we were going to work on this month. And nobody was going to let me cast on new socks or new things.
Everybody Anna says crying face.
It's annoying when you do it, but I knew I was taking a risk, but I wanted to see, but now I gotta stick to the 47, 48 inch bust marker. And then just deal with the inevitable looks I get from some people because I'm wearing such fitted clothes, because it just doesn't look good otherwise.
You like what you like. Wear what makes you happy.
Well, you've seen me in things that aren't fitted, but they aren't baggy. They don't go well. They don't go well.
My water's trying to kill me.
Oh, the water should stop trying to kill you.
It should stop trying to kill me.
Okay. So, I was told I couldn't cast on for the check-in this month. Everybody was mean to both me and Louise. They told us we had to do rips.
Oh, so mean.
Meanies. A whole lot of you. We decided on
some
socks. Jude
says boobs have a lot to answer for.
Oh my god. If all of me was 47 inches, it'd be great. But I'm 47 inches everywhere but the girls. It's quite frustrating. Okay, fine. It does mean that if I bothered to put in the work to lose 4 inches around my waistline, my physical measurements would be fairly close to Victorian measurements. Because they did ratios, right? Mm. I'm not going to bother to do that, but if I did, I could. But I'm not, guys, I'm not going to bother to do that. It's not a thing I'm going to do. Don't care. It's not happening. I'm going to fight how much progress I made on the sock. So you guys don't know where my progress keeper is. Because that would be cheating. I said I was going to work on my their coffee in that nebula 2 at a time vanilla socks. Mm. Here we go. I can show them to you. I did work on them yesterday while I was at the Merrymakers Market, which is at Pearl and Hang, all day. So there is some progress on them already. I'm just hiding how much progress. So these will be worked on in the background till January. Both me and Louise said progress, though as always, you guys know I'd love to just hold up a pair of finished socks in January. Like, we all know me at this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing. But I said progress. So we'll see how much I get done this month because it is sock knitting. I am notoriously slow at it. I'm comfortable with how slow I am as a sock knitter. It doesn't bother me.
My prediction for the socks is that
yes.
The socks won't get done, but you'll hold up an entire blanket or a sweater or something that didn't exist before.
You know, that is
the socks won't happen,
accurate.
But something else will.
That's accurate. That is probably what's going to happen. I mean, kudos to your fortune telling ability.
This is my prediction.
The Oracle of Delphi. You're not wrong, guys. Just not wrong. Odds are way better that I'll hold up a whole finished sweater or new garment or blanket in January, and I'll do no more work. Like, I'll put the socks down, and I will never pick them up for the rest of the month. And my only progress will be what I did yesterday.
I mean, historically speaking, this
that's
is kind of how things have gone.
That's what I do. That's what I do. That's exactly what I do. So, that's fine. That was a wonderful little market. Like, it was very enjoyable. There was a gentleman there selling corded baskets. I got his business card for Diana because he sold some to a gallery out near Waterloo.
Oh, okay.
And they're gorgeous, and I'm not picking up all the details. So like, he was totally fine with me feeling up his products, guys. Because like, he was passing me things to show.
Feeling up the goods.
I was filling up the goods pretty hardcore. But he makes these beautiful other fabric braided baskets that are sewn, but there's a stitching pattern, so you can see the thread pattern on the baskets, and he does an intricate pattern design on the baskets. They're stunning. Like, what little I'm picking up looks so good. I'm like, Aaron's like, they're gorgeous. She's like, they're worth the $190 for the large bag, kind of gorgeous. So like,
wow,
your leather
that's
bag
gotta be
got,
a heck of a basket.
Well, it's like that leather bag that you got while we were in Edmonton.
Yeah,
it was worth it because it was that level of stunning.
No, I know. I'm like, I'm so excited. I need to see this now.
Oh, so pretty. I was like, I need your business card because I need to share this with Diana. She needs to know because this is absolutely, totally a you thing. So that was, it was delightful. It was good. We got to hang out, which I love to do. And it worked out great because we got to do the classic Cuts and Bagel breakfast. Go do some setup. And then chill and chat with knitters all day. And I do love a chill and chat with knitters all day. She's not stressful.
Had I been in the city, I would have gone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So that's Pearl and Hank's new physical brick and mortar location?
Yeah. It's
so
been
where
open
are
for
they?
6 weeks. They're 4 digits on Portage. They're that way.
Okay, what are they close to?
Guys, I'll get Diana some links. Actually, you know what? We got tagged on Instagram. There's actually a message on Instagram from Fireweed Fiber Co. with a link that you need to pull up.
Okay.
But we got tagged yesterday for Pearl and Hank, and they had the whole vendor list that was up there. So everybody else can go check out everybody was there because it's such like beautiful. I love the look of natural dyes. They don't always look really good next to my skin, but I love the look of them. And there was a lady selling candles, and then Ash, the lady that we get the hand joint saw from that we we use, the Knitter's Joint Saw Rescue, she was there. So just good stuff. But yeah, Pearl and Hank's new one here in the city, and it's like a maker space, leather working, and they've got like a little bit of yarn and stuff going on. So gorgeous. But I don't remember, guys, I don't bother with physical addresses for the most part anymore because I'm never driving.
Hank,
I only bother if I'm busing there, and I didn't
I'm
go
finding,
there on my own.
I'm finding.
It's just not a thing that I care about anymore. I care about Penguin River Duckies. That's what I care about. Penguin River Duckies. I need to take his noose off because he's still got his tags on. It's from the Christmas aisle at Dollarama. It's like $2.50 or something. $2.25, $2.50. River Duckies. I don't know how she is still. She's been doing this for over a year. There has been no repeat ducky.
Okay,
I
here
get
we
a
go.
Ducky or two every season. There's no repeat duckies yet.
That's impressive.
Your mother.
All right, I'm going
to
Pearl and Hank link. Pearl and Hank,
yes,
their
please.
Physical location is at 2063 Portage Avenue in Winnipeg.
See, I told you, 4 numbers on Portage. I'm not the person to ask, you guys.
What is that close
beautiful
to?
Beautiful store. Beautiful store. It was wonderful. Caused a lot of panic because I moved around by myself without my cane, you know, the usual.
How dare you panic? Oh, wow, it's giving me driving directions. It's going to take me about 22 hours. I'll be right there.
You'll be right there.
I'll be right there.
No problem. So, that was totally, totally, that was a delightful way to spend Saturday. It was so good. It was so good.
Well, that's like right next to like Sergeant Sunday and stuff by the River. I see.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I think it also puts it close to a, are they still at that location? Amusing Games? Because Amusing Games were way down Portage too. I don't know if they're still
couldn't
there
say. I don't know where they are.
That was ages. That was pre-pandemic. So I don't know if they're still at that store location or not. Guys, there's a lot of stuff in the city of Winnipeg.
It's a surprising amount of stuff.
I cannot keep track of all of it. I cannot keep track of all of it. I don't have that skill set.
Nah, there's way too much. No. There's too much. Let me sum up.
Woo! Too much.
Don't but that was open delightful. Tabs.
So, we totally did things. That. Done and done.
And a couple more rows.
That's where I was. Working on my socks. But that's it. That's all I've got for knitting work that I can talk about.
Is it time for acquisitions?
It's time for acquisitions.
Acquisitions.
Literally Monday, Tuesday, all I worked on was this sweater. I could have had that last 2 inches of body done or 3 inches of body done, but I decided to play villainous on Wednesday instead and did not work on my sweater.
That's reasonable. Oh my gosh, I got the cutest board game.
I wanted to be Ursula. I wanted to be Ursula.
It's very important.
Okay, I know what I want for my birthday.
Hmm.
Okay, so my buddy, who is my DM, comes over and we play Magic most Wednesdays and we're in the same D&D group. His girlfriend has my first name, so like... He'll be like, I'm going to talk to Jocelyn later today. And I'm going to look at him. He's like, the one I'm dating. I'm like, yeah, okay. No, I understood. You meant the other Jocelyn. But if somebody doesn't know who you're talking about, they're going to be very confused that you're referring to me by name. So he has all but two expansions for the Villainous board game. So like, he loves this board game and we're happy to play it with him. He doesn't think he's going to bother to buy the Oogie Boogie expansion. That's the villain from The Nightmare Before Christmas. I was like, if I buy Oogie Boogie, I will bring Oogie Boogie and I will play Oogie Boogie, but he's a standalone. It's just him. And he's like, if you buy Oogie Boogie, you can always play Oogie Boogie. I'm like, right, I'll be the Oogie Boogie. So I'm like, do I make that a birthday request? The Oogie Boogie expansion for Villainous? Specifically, I mean, so that when we play Villainous like 2 or 3 times a year, I could be Oogie Boogie.
That seems like a very reasonable birthday request.
I'm not asking for the base game, guys. It's an expansion. I cannot play it on its own. It's a bonus character to add in. And I'm thinking of what I'm going to do. I'm going to request. So I'm going to try to explain that to my brother-in-law. He's like, but you don't want the base game. I'm like, no, I don't need it. I just need Oogie Boogie. It's on its own.
Just the expansion.
Just the expansion. Go with me. It's fine. Oh, so I think I'm going to have to do that. I might have to make that a birthday request. So good. Anyway.
Oh my gosh, I got a board game where it's dragons working in coffee shops making artisanal goods.
Oh my god.
The artwork is adorable. I'm very excited to learn how to play it later.
So good. Oh my god. Tell me how it goes.
I will. There will probably be pictures. If we do end up playing it later, there will be a story on Instagram.
Good. I love seeing how board games are playing. All right, you said you had some acquisitions. I have some acquisitions.
I have acquisitions. Let's acquisition. Who wants to acquire first?
Well, I just have one thing because I don't generally get yarn for Christmas outside of the knitting community.
I actually also did not get yarn for Christmas.
My fan. Well, why are you going to be showing it here if it's not yarn related?
It's yarn related, but it isn't yarn. Oh. It's not yarn yet. Okay. I got a bunch of spinning fiber.
Okay. I got yarn. Because I got yarn. I was in a yarn thing. Of course I got yarn.
Yeah, so tell us about your yarn.
I sat on it. I thought about it. I waited till the end of the show. And then I went, you know what? It might end up just becoming what it was designed for. But maybe not. I may have picked up your fade set from Fireweed Fiber Co.
I see.
I may or may not make the Diana version of the Choose Your Own Adventure shawl with everyone in January. I haven't decided yet. It's got crinkly paper. But Erin does have fade kits, you guys. And any of her fade kits would work. It might become something else. I don't know. I don't know. Do I have a fade thing? I do have a fade thing, but it doesn't have a name because we can't figure out what to call it. Diana's handle conveniently works for the theme of the set. So, the Artemis fade set from Fireweed Fiber Co. So, I don't know. I don't know. But it had to come home with me, and then I could show you guys. So you could see, because, I mean, obviously Diana can't show you her shawl because it's an MCAL, right? So, like, you can't see it till February.
Can't see.
I can show you this, and you can see why I needed this kit, too.
So does that mean I need to get your kits pictures and shawl along with everybody? What happens if I do the choose your own adventure questionnaires?
I mean,
what happens if I don't get my own answers?
Depends. Are you rolling dice to randomize it?
I mean, I will have already done all of my clues, obviously, so yeah, I should just get your face set and do your shawl.
I would just flip, right? So I don't, I'm not committing. Heavily tempted, but I'm not committing at this point. Talk to me when I've done the paperwork, because this is the part that slogs for me in the background. It's the paperwork. The designing and knitting part, I find super easy. It's the paperwork that it's like sending the kid
to bed. I strongly suspect I'll be very tired of knitting this shawl by the time January hits.
It's a lot, and we've been at it fairly intensely the last couple of months. So, like, it's been forefront in the background for a while. So, like, I may want a break in January, but I own the set. So, like, maybe I want to do it in February. Maybe I just need that month, and then I'll have both versions. I don't know. Maybe I'll see something else, and I'll be like, oh, that's what it needs to be. But I freaking love that fade set, so it had to come home with me. So, like, I pulled the trigger, and I got the set.
Nice.
Worst case scenario, I have a set of six skeins in a beautiful fade. I could do a fingering weight faded sweater. I could do, like, there's plenty of things.
There are many things.
I could do a crochet garment in fingering weight with that much yarn. Could you imagine a crochet long version t-shirt or something? Like, how comfortable would that be to wear in early spring over a camisole?
Oh, that'd be cozy. That would be lovely.
But it wouldn't be too hot, right? Because you'd be doing it fingering. And then you'd have all of that wonderful texture from the crochet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, like, we got options, folks. We got options. However, I've been eyeballing the set ever since it got made. So it's like, yeah. But the same way as, like, if you've already downloaded the MCAL thing, and I mean, like, if you haven't, get the info sheet so you guys can see the two fade sets that we did, because, like, my fade set is, like, oddly really classic. Like, it's a really pretty classic fade set. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It goes from this gorgeous gray into this beautiful deep blue color. Like, it looks stunning with my winter coat, I'll have you know. Insider info. It looks great with my winter coat. So that's great. But I'm just, I do love the fade set such a dense set. I was like, oh, I have to do
I'm
it.
Very excited.
I stared at it all day, and I was like, do I do it? Do I not do it? Do I do it? Do I not do it?
Oh, you do it. Obviously, you do it.
I do it, right?
So, like, obviously.
But yeah, Diana has a link to the Fireweed Fiber Co. And they are fade sets that are there. I don't know if they have all of them up, because, again, we were just at a market, right? So, like, I'm not sure,
yeah.
But you can always fire off and ask a question. So do that if you guys don't want to have to decide on colors by yourself.
I will link directly to the Artemis one, because it doesn't look like yours is posted.
It's because it doesn't have a name, so she can't.
It doesn't have a name.
She
okay.
needs a name for it, right? Yeah.
Artemis fade set, like, link incoming.
Right now, she's doing club dyes for next year, because, like, the monthly club stuff is up. Like, it's December. It's time for her to start dying for those orders. I've already put mine in. I'm obviously getting next year's club. I might stick with DK Tweed, because I went through that I went over six skeins is already gone. I have less than half a year's worth of DK Tweed club left. I used it a lot last year and I loved it. Or do I do, like, the new DK base? Because she's got because she's got a couple new bases, right? So she's got like a superwash merino DK, and then a non-superwash sport, I think. I think it was sport.
I might go for a non-tweed. Stuff
I was interested in.
That's fair.
I might do. But look, and what, of course, what stuck in my brain, right? She's bringing in silk as a mohair alternative.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I hate mohair. But that silk alternative for it, I love, and it's so hard to find. It's so hard to find, and it drives me up the wall. So I'm like, that's the part I paid attention to. Because that's the part I'm excited about.
Wow.
And she gave me the whole list and told me everything. And I was like, it sounds amazing. Like sports and DKs and the non-superwash. And I'm like, I want all of it. And then she's like, oh yeah. And then did like this silk to be the alternative for mohair. My brain dumped the rest of the information out, like executively filed that under G and only remember. Aaron, if you're in chat, I'm so sorry. I specifically asked so that I would have all the right words. I've got none of the right words.
You're excited. Okay, the important part is that there's silk as a mohair alternative, and it's gorgeous and wonderful.
And
everything right with the world.
Everything's right with the world. Jocelyn has a mohair alternative that she can access. It's so hard to find. Like, so few people do it, because mohair is so big. And I don't blame people. Like, if you can wear mohair, it looks stunning. I can't do mohair. No,
I just had a thought related to mohair. For my 2 week sweater, I should do that anemone sweater in the mohair because
that's like the lace exact way. What I was thinking about.
Yeah. Okay, that's okay. Could that's my imagine, February sweater challenge.
Could you imagine if I could get the silk stuff in the lace weight?
Mm-hmm,
is that
mm-hmm,
mohair alternative? Mm-hmm. And I could make that sweater then finally because I love that it's an anemone sweater.
Yes.
What's the name of it?
Anemone, right? Like a sea anemone.
Okay, so I said it right. Because it's this lace, but it's like a huge drapey gauge, and we saw it on...
Mm-hmm.
What was that lady's name? She had this amazing, bright, vibrant colored one, and it's just this beautiful, gauzy, drapey sweater. I love the color, because of course I love the color. Because it
had like the giant poofy sleeves too. I'm like, ah, so
yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, it was just so pretty. But I cannot do mohair.
I'm going to find out if I can do mohair by knitting an entire sweater. And possibly having regrets, but we're going to find out.
We'll find out.
Might be one of those things that I just really want to knit it, and then it goes to another home somewhere else, because I just wanted to make it.
Also a legit thing. Totally a thing that can happen. All right. Let's talk about your spinning fiber.
Yeah. Okay. I got much. Hang on.
I got
a few things. Oh, wait. Hang on. Let's very briefly talk about the not yarn related things. They're dinosaur related.
Oh, Lord.
There's
little
dinosaurs.
Guys, don't worry. I will not show you all of my Christmas presents.
I'm not showing you all of my Christmas presents. I'm just showing you the absolutely adorable dinosaur stickers. And a llama. Okay. That one's vaguely related. And there's an octopus, which is not related. But they were very cute. Okay, sorry. Before we get to the fiber, I have a yarn tensioning ring now. It's all tentacly.
Love it.
I've got a yarn tensioning ring, so I'm going to try that out later. It obviously doesn't work with bulky yarn. It's going to have to wait for a fingering weight project, but I have that.
Let me know how it goes.
Yeah, I'm very interested to try it out.
I would love to have a review. I would love a review.
I got this glorious zippered pouch. It's covered in cactuses, and it says, don't be a prick.
Oh, God. Of course.
I know it's mirrored for you guys, but I'm thinking it's another project bag. Because it's just a nice zippered pouch.
Good sock bag.
Yeah, socks or like a non-behemoth shawl, like a fingering weight, like 2 or 3 skein. A non-behemoth shawl.
I don't know how to make non-behemoth shawls. Guys,
I don't know how that just fell on the floor. I genuinely don't know. 1 second.
Floor gremlins.
Okay. I Don't know how it happened because nothing moved, but somehow my coffee hot plate fell on the floor. It wasn't like on or anything, and I didn't have coffee on it. It just leapt off my desk.
It ran away.
It ran away. Okay. Ooh, and then I got various.
Something is updated. I think TikTok. Ignore me. My phone's informing me of things in my ear.
Oh. And then I got bags of various types of spinning fibers.
Do you know what kind of fibers?
Or we do not know what kinds of fibers. Let me just pull this one out because there's this like little brown poof that seems like it might be. I don't know what this brown poof is, but it's different from everything else in the bag. And I think this glorious blue might be different than.
Was it your mom or your brother?
My mom.
We know who they bought the bag of fiber from.
There are no stickers on them, and my mom does not remember. So I don't know what it is, but it looks like it's going to be a very fun spin. There's all these blues and purples and then a pop of yellow in this bag. Contain the fiber. And then we've got this fun like piping bag of purple and blue and a little bit of gray on the top.
I also don't know what the type...
It's great. And then really some blue, different blue and different purple and hot pink and black.
I like that one.
I know. I love all of these. I'm actually super excited about this next one.
Okay.
I've got two different yellows and like a tealy purpley, or not purple, but like a tealy bluey color.
I like that one.
Right?
Oh my god, that's really cool.
I'm very excited to spin this one. I don't think I will, I have no idea what I'll do with the resulting yarn because I don't think I'd wear it, but I want to spin it because gosh, that'll be a pretty spin.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think we should. Okay. No,
what else?
Really like
oh, sorry, there's thing. One more thing.
Okay.
This one is from Fiberflow Creations.
Hey,
do you remember that bat? Do you remember that bat that I got that had the pink sparkles in it?
Yes.
So this was one of the other contender bats. It's called Space, and it's black and blue and purple with blue sparkle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see why that was the other contender.
Yeah. It's gorgeous. So I'm also very excited for this spin.
So what you're saying is you're going to start spinning for 20 minutes a day?
I am. I honestly want to spin so bad because the yarn that's on there, or the not-yet-yarn that's on there right now, I started last year when everybody was here, last December. It has been on there since last December.
Yep.
I want to finish that. I want to finish that. That was my Christmas Day spin last year.
I think I'm going to see.
Bless you.
I don't stop to remember when I was. I think I need to put some spinning goals on my bingo card next year.
I think so. Nancy says that's so cool how they're packaged.
I know.
No, it's the like, cold. We're going to pipe some like, we're going to just pipe some yarn.
Pipe some fiber. Like, I just, that's so cool. I like the packaging a lot. But yeah, very no, I cute. Think I need to get into that because I love spinning while I'm doing it. I just don't do it enough.
I know, it's never my go-to thing.
I need to start making it my go-to. Yeah.
I gotta make it more of a thing in my life because I love it. And now I have so much. This has gotta be 2024 is gonna be a year of much more spinning.
2024, the year where you figure out how to craft more.
Yeah. More craft.
Yeah.
More craft.
Warcraft.
Not Warcraft. Warcraft.
Well,
now I've just thought of the name of my video game that I'll make one day. It's Warcraft.
Warcraft?
It's a turn-based crafting strategy game.
Turn-based crafting strategy game? Okay. Talk to your brother-in-law about rules. He'll be very good for that.
Yeah. Mr. B can help with the game design. Yeah. We'll get Mr. Diana to make the music.
Yeah.
I'll coat it up.
I'll help with your artwork.
Nice. Yes. Excellent.
Did you think about it? Some kind of like all of us, we've
hand drawn something.
Yes, which I can do. Hand drawn. You'll have to figure out how to digitize it because I don't.
Yeah,
I don't
have no idea how to do that.
Fancy. Well, there's this fancy tablet thing you can buy where you can draw on it to get the hand drawn, but it's already a digital format. I work right. in charcoal and paper is what I work in. I picked charcoal and paper.
There's a way to take
paper
drawings and digitize them. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I've never done it.
There's a site somewhere on the internet. I need to talk to our Google Food Master herself, where you can apparently upload photos that you've taken, and if people like them, they can pay to buy them to put them on things or print them and stuff. And I have a lot of macro photography that I've done over the years that I get praises. Like, okay, guys, so the Choose Your Own Adventure photo is a person, like, I took that photo. That is a me photo. I was in a location and I took that photo on a camera phone. So I do get some praise for my photography from time to time, and I'm like, I don't necessarily want to like do it like as a business thing. Like, I don't want to be a full-time photographer, but the stuff that I do like that turns out well, I'd like to have to like put it up somewhere so if somebody wants to use it, they can. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm going, yes, here you go. Here's a thing. Whatever nominal fee so that I get credit for it. Use it for whatever you want. That's fine. Go for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like those people Why that not? Make the copy, the free to use licensed YouTube music that we use in our YouTube videos because they just enjoy the craft. And so long as you're crediting them, they're like, yeah, cool, go for it. It's exactly what it's meant for. That's what I'm doing. And I know there's a website you can do that on. I just don't remember what it's called because, of course, I don't remember what it's called. This is why everybody who knows me in real life knows that if you want me to do a thing, you have to send me a link. I will not remember. I'll remember it's something I'm supposed to go do, but I won't remember where it is I'm supposed to go do the thing. You have to send me a link. 6 weeks running, the guys I play D&D with, one of them has D&D Beyond, like he pays for it. Everything's stored mm-hmm. there. When we initially built my character, we built her there. She's there. I could never remember to go. He just sent me the link. He's like, you're never going to remember to go sign in. I'm like, I'm really not. Like, I'm really not. Like, I don't mean not to. I just my brain goes link and go out the window. It just doesn't stay. It just doesn't stay. So he sent me the link while we were playing D&D. He's like, click the link. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so bad at this. I'm the human click that the needs link. Business cards because I will not remember, which is, again, like, I literally saw the gentleman's baskets yesterday, the business cards in my purse, and I will go get it and send it to Diane afterwards because I don't remember.
That's why we have business cards.
His wife was delightful. His kid was delightful. He was super kind and nice, and he has really, like, I'm bossy. Well, you guys know this about me. But there's some things you don't let me do. And I'm the first to say, do not let me do some things because it will be a disaster. And one of them is free pour from an open bowl of punch into a cup.
Okay.
Diana can tell you that's a bad idea. We don't let me pour tea in houses that are not my own because the lighting in my kitchen is set for me. So I can do tea in my own apartment, but I can't do tea in other people's houses because you're usually not lit well enough or correct.
Because
of course I need specific light. Insert mumbling here about dumb things that I need. I was not going to pull from a warmed punch bowl hot apple cider and pour it into a cup.
No.
From a ladle.
No, that's a bad plan.
That's such a bad plan. So this poor gentleman was super kind because he was in there pouring apple cider and I was like, can I get a cup too? Does not know me. Met me earlier in the day. Does not know me. Kindly filled up a cup of hot apple cider for me. Because Aaron was busy doing things because it was a market. We were there to make money. And I was just like, I just want cider. Hi, random stranger. Can you pour me some cider, please? Well, I sit here tucked in the corner so I don't freak out people. It's my life, folks. Chat, Diana needs a word.
I need a word.
Diana needs a word so we can do a Patreon thing.
Okay. In the meantime, Nancy was asking, how did the dancing go? The dancing went great, and I do have video, but I'm not sure how to share it publicly without getting copyright strikes for the music. So as soon as I can figure that out, I will share it.
She's gonna look into it, guys.
But it was great, and they invited us to do it again in July at a fancy competition.
I know. I'm so excited for you guys. So excited for you guys. It's gonna be so much fun.
Melanie says my word is malarkey.
Malarkey. Oh, yeah. Good word.
That's a good word. I don't immediately know how to work that one in. So we're gonna start and see how that goes.
Have you ever heard malarkey used in a sentence?
It's a bunch of malarkey, you know?
Yeah.
I still don't know how I'm going to work it in, but we're going to find out.
I was listening to H&C battles from Greece versus Persia this morning. I am no help.
No malarkey there.
Well, there's some malarkey in Herodotus, but Herodotus is the father of history and the father of lies, so he is full of malarkey. And that's okay.
All right. If you would like to financially support these shenanigans, you may do so at patreon.com/northernitspodcast. Any level of support gets you access to our patron-only Discord server, which is not full of malarkey. And we talk about all manner of things and share food and patterns and finished objects. Actually, I posted a video of my dancing in there because I can do that, but I can't post it publicly. So yeah, sometimes there's videos of dancing as well.
I have been opening my advent calendar all week. Keep going.
Keep going. Yeah, I know. I think I might be. I've absolutely lost count on my advent calendar as well. I'm just like, I don't know if I've opened anything in a couple of days. I'm just going to open like two things. I might not line up with the 25th. I don't know.
Guys, where did I put my advent calendar?
Oh my god, thinking of acquisitions. Sorry, I'm going to fully interrupt for a second because a couple of my acquisitions are yarn. I did get yarn this week in my advent calendar.
Our brains are out to lunch. Sunday recordings are exactly like this, guys.
But I got some Merino Yak sock minis. Merino Yak sock minis. Yeah. So I've got a colorway called Golden Hour, which is this one. Okay. And this one, do you have a name? This one doesn't have a colorway name, but is green. Are these pretty?
How much grams do you got in those minis?
I want to say 20. It feels like 20. Yeah, that one's 20. 20 grams. They're so pretty. I can't believe I forgot about those.
And I forgot I haven't opened an advent since the 1st of December.
Thanks for reminding me.
I don't know where I put my advent.
otherwise, we have YouTube memberships. So for $2 a month, you can get some extra video content to put on while you're crafting and whatever. We're just playing some Stardew Valley and chill and just good crafting background sounds. You also get a couple of emojis.
We literally started it before the busiest time of year for Diana. She does the tech stuff.
I can't upload a pattern properly. You don't let me do tech.
Where did I put my entire advent?
Oh gosh, I can't help you. You put it somewhere safe. Somebody earlier was asking about the website. I have not had 2 seconds to rub together, but that's on the very long list of things to do when I have time again.
I bugger all the time about the website.
It's on the list. But I genuinely have not had 2 seconds to rub together for the last 2 weeks.
Where did I put my advent from Aaron?
I don't know. Somewhere safe. To the left.
No, I would not have done it. I would have put it down somewhere. Cool. I'm gonna look for that one. We're done. It's in here somewhere. It's in here somewhere. I have day one opened. That's it.
I don't know. I can't help you. I don't immediately see anything that looks like an advent in your background.
Found it. Told you, I put it down somewhere.
Ah.
I'm going to open advents while you continue on with this absolutely garbled. It's after the 7th, so I get to open that.
I'm very invested in this advent. What else? Okay, I talked about Patreon. I talked about memberships. What else do I need to talk about? What else is there to talk about? We've got the MCAL coming up.
Yeah. Starting January 1st. Tech gremlins. Do not stress that you can just download the pattern for free.
Hang on, your microphone is
pattern free till the final update, so everybody gets it, and then give it a price tag. That is what I will do. I can open the 10th too.
Because today is the 10th, isn't it? It
is. What number of the days is it?
4. This sticker's got a snowman.
I can open up
4. Do I have the link? I do have the link. I'm gonna throw the link in chat. But we designed a shawl, and it's a choose your own adventure thing, so you get to do a little questionnaire each week and then figure out if you're a Jocelyn or a Diana, and then do the clue for that week based on which answers you got. So it's like a little bit of choose your own adventure and a which podcast host are you kind of deal.
If you're waiting for me to reply, I will reply to you guys. There's only so many replies I can do in a day because I do that at the end of my day. So I do hit the wall of screen time, and if I do too much screen time, and I mean we're talking including any time on my phone, if I'm on a device for more than 6 hours consecutively in a 24-hour period, I trigger an alarm. So I have a very limited amount of screen time. So when we hit the wall, I stop, and then I start again the next day and do as much as I can. So I do bypass it somewhat because everything I can make audio means I can turn this thing off. So that's helpful. No, really, how many days do I get to open? I think this is 9 or 6.
I don't know.
It's either 9 or 6. What day is it today?
It's the 10th today, so you can open up to the 10th.
Okay. Let's get to the 10th.
Cool. I haven't opened anything today yet, I don't think. No, I opened stuff yesterday. I'm going to open something today, too. Ha ha ha.
Ha I'm going to open up a lot.
I think I'm caught up.
I'm going to open a fun stick. I don't know what this is.
I'm not.
Ooh, it looks edible.
Ooh, I like edible.
Excited about
I got a yarn advent.
It smells good.
You're not the
18th. Ooh, I got chocolate.
I did talk to Erin about my idea to use this advent, and she thinks it's a great idea, so I'm looking to do it.
Ooh, what was your idea to use the advent?
Number 2. I am going to turn this into a fitted crochet.
I got dark sponge and milk sponge.
What is
dark chocolate sponge and milk? I don't know.
Sponge? Should eat it. I'm going to take the advent.
I'm going to take the advent and I'm going to
I think your microphone's under your hair.
Sorry, I'm going to turn it into a crochet t-shirt.
Oh, yes, I like this. I like this plan.
I think that's, of all the things that I've seen, and I've seen a lot of stuff, I'm like, no, I want a crochet t-shirt. And oh my, will I have the yardage.
Yeah, okay. 20 grams times 24.
24. That's sad.
Yeah, that's a lot of grams.
9. Is not 3. 10 is not 3.
No.
Oop, 4 is not 3, but it's closer to 3. Did I not find 3? I thought I had.
What other things do we usually say in this section? Oh yeah, share and like and subscribe. Follow us on the socials. We're on Instagram.
Nope, that's what you say on your stuff.
Yeah.
Would you like me to do my part? Do you not listen to
yeah,
my part?
Yeah, I don't.
You don't pay attention to me.
I do, but like, I've heard it so many times that I don't actually listen to the words anymore. It's just like sounds, and I don't actually know what the words are anymore.
Guys, I'm feeling really loved. I don't have day 3. We're going back to the bag to find day 3. As always, we super understand budgets are a real life thing. If you cannot financially support us, liking, subscribing, commenting here on YouTube, and interacting with us on other social media platforms like Instagram is a great way to show us what we're working on.
Shall like, ascribe. Yeah, share, like, and subscribe. That's what I said.
Shall like, ascribe.
Shall like, ascribe. That's what I said.
Shall like, ascribe. Oh my gosh. Okay, so neither one of us worked on our let-along cardigans, which bodes well.
It's the great mittening this week. I didn't have cardigan time.
It was supposed to be the great mittening last week. That's what's our
team. Well, this Christmas has been the great mittening.
You do realize that your grace period where I was busy and said I wouldn't have time to work on anything, found day three, is over now? Race is on.
I'm aware.
Because I was like, hey, Diana, you want a race? And she's like, man, but you will be ahead of me so fast. And I'm like, at work on it this past week because I was going to be working on that DK weight sweater. And the needles for gauge are in that sweater, so I'm not doing it, right? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would have already... I'd be ripping right now and recasting on the tri sweater.
Well, maybe I'll just magically become one of those people that knits like 12 hours a day.
I do not knit 12 hours a day.
But if I become one of those people, then I can still be with the race and have other content.
You could. So that's fine. I was laughing and I'm like, so it's even because neither one of us are going to have a whole week in December where we get everything done. Oh, this one's pretty too. So whatever, no biggie, right? I was like, hey, that works because I still have my family stuff upcoming, which balances out. Diana gets distracted with Jocelyn is busy. Like, that's how we find the balance, right? I'm going to hold these three up because this is 3, 4, and 5. No, 2, 3, and 4. So you guys can start to see the fade happening.
Oh, is it a fade this year?
Yeah, it fades from one into another. So it's so freaking pretty. Okay, I'm going to keep going because we're not done. I have a lot of taste on it. Completely forgot. So that was fine, but I'm picking it up this week. So, because my day's watch was on mark. So I need to pick up and start going.
I need to do another gauge swatch and a little bit of math. But,
which is fair.
It's just not happening right now. It'll happen when it
happens. Well, you've got family till tomorrow.
Yep.
And then you'll have,
And I would like to finish sewing together the 4R cardigan. One of these days.
One of these days?
I finished all the pieces. Yeah, I'd like to sew it all together.
This is why I think this will make a freaking amazing crochet top. I already know what all the colors are for this advent calendar, because I think it was Tristan had the great idea. You could buy the kit, but like if you saw them at a show, she had a sample one done and hidden, so you could ask to see the colors in advance.
Oh.
Like, it's a $300 commitment. So you could get a spoiler if you needed a spoiler. And I, of course, was like, what's this stuff in the bag? Like, where am I putting this? She's like, that's the spoiler for the advent. I'm like, ha ha ha, that's a good thing I'm getting one of those. But, like, look at this.
That is gorgeous.
This is why it needs to be a t-shirt. Like, look at that.
Yeah. I concur.
Yeah. Like, that's what needs to happen. I still have more to open, people. I'm not done. There's more. I fell really far behind. And I need to start making this. I need to figure out what pattern I want to use. Or if I just want to make my own pattern, I don't know. I could just make my own. That's a lot of work. Patterns are so much work.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, so good.
I mean, you can always just make a thing and not make a pattern out of it.
I do that all the time, and sometimes people get grumpy at me. Not always, but sometimes.
That sounds like a them problem.
There it is, but I feel bad. Because I know not everybody can do that thinking. Does that make sense?
Sometimes you just gotta make stuff that's just for you, you know?
Yeah. Because it's the last one. Okay, I'm opening today. And then we're good. So I need to get along. And I have my advent upcoming, so I've decided I'm gonna do a Tudor Christmas thing.
Okay.
during the 12 days of Tudor Christmas, Christmas Day to the 6th of January, I'm going to try to do the crochet bulky jacket.
Okay.
Because remember, I got that yarn. It's literally sitting in the background from the lovely Asa in our Advent exchange this year.
Mm.
So I have the bulky red yarn to make that really pretty jacket we saw last week, crochet jacket. So I think I'm going to look at the pattern and break it down so that it's a start on Christmas Day for day zero. And it's a finish on the 6th of January. Look at that!
So pretty.
It needs to be a shirt, guys. It needs to be a shirt.
Nancy was asking, wouldn't a crochet tee be holy? As in full of holes. As in airy and yes.
It's depends. When people see crochet, a lot of the time you see worsted weight crochet or you see bulky weight crochet, and it's meant to be drapey and airy, in which case it is a large hook to yarn size ratio. If you're making something like a t-shirt or a pullover sweater, you're using something like a 2.5 or a 2.75 millimeter hook with this. So you get a very solid fabric for a lot of it. You don't have to. You could use like a 3.5 millimeter hook and have a beautiful drapey sweater pullover kind of idea going on. But you don't have to. It also depends on what stitch you're using. So like I would probably be doing like a single crochet or a half double crochet. So it's a very short stitch height, which creates a more closed in fabric look. As opposed to a double crochet, which has a taller stem leg. I don't know what the actual term is for it.
Stitch.
So, stitch, yeah. So no, like if you take a look on Ravelry, and like if you just do an advanced search, look for fingering weight, crochet, t-shirts, or sweater pullovers, and you'll get a chunk of designs, or Google, right? Like, because a lot of crochet patterns you could just Google for. If you do that, our go-to is like a size 4 yarn or a worsted weight yarn, but you can absolutely crochet in fingering weight. Like, you can crochet socks. Like, they're, you can absolutely work in the thinner yarns. You're just using a smaller hook. It's the same way with thinner yarns, you use a smaller needle. Right? So I'd have to do some gauge swatching because my tension's different in crochet than it is with knitting, but I actually, here on Ravelry, I have a page open for a fingering weight pullover. Calls for, hang on, I'm going to lean way off screen so I can read my television monitor that I use. It's a television screen, I just use it as a monitor. She calls for a 2.75 millimeter hook. The 62-inch bust calls for 3,910 yards. Crochet uses more yardage.
Mm-hmm.
And she did this one in fingering on 23 stitches over 4 inches in half double crochet worked flat. It's called the Freya Pullover by Courtney A. Clark. Tinderbox. I've been eyeballing a lot of her crochet patterns because I've not worked in her crochet patterns before.
Okay, Diana can probably Freya... find something. I'm looking up a link pullover. As we speak. Freya Pullover. Come on.
Yeah, Freya.
Come on. Patterns.
See, here's my problem, is if you buy multiple of her patterns, she gives you a discount.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never worked in her patterns before. So you see where I'm like... Now, don't get me wrong. I do the same thing. Like, if you buy 3 of my patterns, you get the 4th one for free. So, like, I'm literally doing the same thing she's doing.
There we go. Freya Pullover by Courtney A. Clark.
Yeah.
But that's like, fun. That's got some color blocking going on.
Yeah. I mean, I would just use the pattern and do it as a fade. But it's one of the ones that I've been looking at. Because she makes some gorgeous patterns, guys. Like, she has some gorgeous patterns. And it's worth the money to not have to think. Does that make sense to everybody?
It is nice to not have to think.
It is nice to not have to think. So, like, I have several of hers in my favorites bundle. for plenty of reasons, but she's got some just gorgeous, gorgeous patterns. I think she's got some color work. I've got a lot of... My crochet garment's favorite bundle is massive.
Mm-hmm.
It's so big. I have so much stuff in here right now. I need to start making other crochet thing pattern section.
Mm-hmm.
But I love her work. What's another one that she does that I just really, really love? See, now I'm completely...
Don't get distracted. Stay on target.
Okay, you need to look up the... Gansey? G-A-N-S-E-Y sweater.
G-A... Nope, no, come on. G-A-N-S...
Yes. E-Y.
E-Y. By... Yeah. By who?
I'm waiting for my page to load. Hang on, I'm waiting for the page to load. Natasha... Robarge. R-O-B-A-R-G-E.
Got it.
It's worsted. I would melt to death. But, look at that. Like, crochet can be a
that's,
lot
oh,
of
that's
things.
Crochet. I would not have guessed that.
That's crochet, people. That's crochet. Like, crochet can be so much more than what we initially think when we think crochet. And that includes me, guys. Like, and I crochet. And my first thought is granny squares, right?
Granny squares are nice and straightforward, and you can do a surprising number of things with them.
Yes, you can. And there's nothing wrong with a granny square. I love me a granny square. I just also know that it's other things. So I'm not worried about that. I just either need to find the fingering weight pattern that I want or just wing it and make my own. What are you doing, phone?
Telling you about things that are important. Maybe.
Telling me I forgot to plug my phone in before we started.
Oh, is it angry at you? Does it need juice?
It needs juice. There we go. We've had the panel. It's juicing now.
Yay,
that
juice.
Sounded awkward. That's right. Anyway, I either need to find a pattern or cast on a foundation crochet or a not foundation crochet and a slightly larger hook. I like just do a gauge to garment sort of idea and make my own and just fade it. So I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I do think that's what I want to do with this advent calendar. So I want to make it into a pullover. Fingering weight. Because, like, I wore the Wood Woes, which is a fingering weight sweater that's knitted, and I wore it the whole day at the Mary Market, and I wasn't overly hot until we were, like, loaded with people. But I would have been warm no matter what I was wearing at that point. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a skein, full skein of yarn in a nice contrast color to be the ribbing at the neckline and at the cuffs and at the hem. I do it that way. I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make my life easier, and I'm going to do it in the round. That way I'm not trying to split a 20-gram skein till I get down to the sleeves. Then I'm splitting it into two 10-gram bits, so I can do 10 grams in the body and 10 grams on the sleeve, and I can do it as I go.
Right.
So that way my stripes match, because I'm weird, and I have to have the match.
Because you need a matching stripe. I understand.
I need a matching pastry. So we've got that. Oh, okay. That's it. I think that's it. We're caught up, right? Is that all? Do we have anything else on the list today?
I think so. We talked about the little long... Oh, the fall equinox. The fall equinox cal technically is still going. Even though we both finished. I even finally washed and blocked mine. My dice cowl.
The one of the three that I needed to make got shipped to Norway last month because it was a present. So I am all done. The second of three, which is also a gift, is going to stay here until the next time Diana's in town, because that's when we're going to be exchanging our gifts. And the third of three is mine. It already lives in its home. So we're good. It's finished.
Wait, you did the mushroom houses.
The mushroom houses. Yeah, I made the little crochet mushroom house purses. So that's
I'm
done.
Excited
I
for
have my
mushroom
stuff
house.
Set up for my Christmas Day cast-ons. Though we're both family free Christmas Day. Maybe we should do a live and do some Christmas Day cast on and crafting.
We could probably do that. I will double check with everybody downstairs. But tentatively, yes.
Let me also double check, but could tentative be some yes. time for that. Okay.
I'm into this idea, as long as other people don't have other ideas that I was unaware of.
Super fair. Yeah, but there's always that, right? All right, so, yeah, no, because the Equinox Cal wraps up on Yule, which is the 21st, which is very, very shortly. My first mid-month motivation with Louise is actually on my holiday, is actually on Yule. It's on Thursday the 21st, so that's the next live with Louise, because it worked out to 2 weeks and 2 weeks this month. So I think nice. I think that's it. I think we're good.
I think we're good. Okay. I should probably check in with kitchen things, because it sounds like great industry is happening.
Oh, dear. All right.
That's Christmas dinner, there's industry.
No such need.
And cookies.
I do, however, want to make some chickpea cookies for the week tomorrow, so I'm going to start soaking some chickpeas.
I wonder if I can find that one last lonely lentil burger in the back of the fridge. That sounds like good lunch.
It would be good lunch. All right, guys, we're going to putter on with our Sundays. So I'm going to say until next week that I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
And no matter where your week takes you, don't forget to
knit. Forget to knit.
She's
Merry
not,
Happy Food Day.
We're not doing the... Very happy. Yeah, we're not... It's not a good Q day. It's a good food day.
Merry Happy Food Day.
Merry Happy Food Day, guys. Oh, my goodness.